Well, a Navajo heavy metal band has just released its first album. They call themselves I Don't Conform. That's don't without an apostrophe and conform with a K. And unless you live on the Navajo Reservation in northeastern Arizona, you've probably not heard of them. But recently, the band got the attention of one of the most sought-after producers in the world, the guy behind Metallica. Laurel Morales from the Fronteras desk at Here Now contributor KJZZ has this profile of I Don't Conform.
The band practices in what appears to be a traditional Navajo dwelling called a hogan in Window Rock, the capital of the Navajo Nation. But once inside, it's a typical man cave, complete with pinups and a velvet painting of an eagle. The amps are cranked, but lead singer Kyle Felter says there are no neighbors to complain here.
I love the anger of it, I guess. And it gives me a, you know, adrenaline rush every time. After you're done, you know, screaming in the mic and playing, it's just like you're relaxed. You know, you feel cleansed, I guess. Playing metal guitar is the best therapy for me.
Felter isn't the only one who has to release some aggression. Heavy metal has risen in popularity among young Navajos over the last couple of decades.
What's happening here, you know, can't find jobs. We see everybody suffering from, you know, cancer. There's people drunk. It's hard to live here, but I want to live here.
Felter wrote the track EPA. It's actually a more colorful name for the federal agency. After it accidentally spilled 3 million gallons of mine waste into a Southwest river system 2 years ago. I Don't Conform's lyrics focus on the spill, but also on the tribe's deadly legacy of uranium mining contamination. The agency has been working with the tribe over the last several years to clean it up. Felter sings, "To protect us, not infect us, is your responsibility. To nurture, not to murder, but now you turn your back for greed."
We've been through much worse. You poisoned Mother Earth. Nothing but a bunch of crooks. Darkness controls.
The suicide rate among young American Indians is twice the national average. Felter's cousin, who played drums for the band, committed suicide last year. Felter wrote Time to Go as a tribute to the 29-year-old.
This obsession with depression is choking me. I can't breathe, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I'm so weak. It's taking over my life, nothing I do is right. Tonight is the night, I end my life.
The band's story of oppression and depression is what appealed to Grammy Award-winning Metallica producer Fleming Rasmussen. Felter found him on the internet. He thought they never stood a chance of getting Rasmussen's attention, but he knew he had to try.
He's like one of the top five producers in the world, so he's used to getting the best stuff all the time, and we come in with his bombed out, you know, demos, and it was about a little less than a week later I got a response, and he was like, I really like your guys' aggression and your music, your guys' story is interesting. And he was like, I really want to get this project going.
The only problem was the money. Rasmussen's studio is in Denmark, and he charged the band $1,000 a day for a 10-day recording session. So the band raised the money, hosting shows, selling food at flea markets, and borrowing from their families. Last summer, they finally made the trip, which turned into an epic journey. They flew the cheapest way they possibly could on standby, crisscrossing the country a couple of times and sleeping in airports. It took them 4 days to get there. Bass player Brett Begay was nervous.
Well, to me, it was scary because I'd never been on a plane before.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it. We went over there. Standing there like, what's everybody staring at us for? Because maybe this is the first time these people seeing a Native American.
I Don't Conform has just released their album at the Rock the Capitol Music Festival in Window Rock. The band plans to use the proceeds to pay back everyone they owe. They hope there's enough left over to record a second album with Rasmussen next year. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales.